Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome to If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes, Life Coaching with Deidre. I'm Deidre, your host, coming to you live on Inner Light Radio, broadcasting straight out of Richmond, California. Now, I know you could have listened to any of the thousands of podcasts on the radio, internet, or even satellite. So let me start off first for thanking you for picking mine. I am an organic therapist, personal mental trainer, self-esteem booster, good-hearted devil's advocate, relationship guru, archaeologist of the soul, and a boss, all rolled up into one, here to give you my perspective on life by guiding, deepening, and challenging your thoughts while influencing you with innovative, insightful information, not forgetting to motivate, provoke, and influence your actions while empowering, educating, and entertaining you. My show will be talking about life, dreams, relationships, love, happiness, health, wealth, fitness, careers, family, and everything else that goes along with all of that. This month, I'm continuing my Women's Health and Wellness series. We've been talking about this for about 6 months now. Your new self-care habits should now include spa treatments, vagina health, cannabis healing, sound therapy, exercise and stretching, mental and emotional wellness, hair therapy. And today, I want to emphasize the importance of being part of a good, healthy community. In a world that often emphasizes individualism and competition, the concept of community can sometimes feel overlooked. However, for Black women, community holds a profound significance that transcends mere social interaction. It is a source of strength, resilience, and empowerment, providing a safe space for connection, support, and growth. In times of adversity, community serves as a sanctuary where Black women can find solace and understanding. A supportive community provides a safe space to share experiences, express emotions, and seek guidance without fear of judgment. This sense of belonging is crucial for mental and emotional well-being, allowing Black women to navigate the complexity of their identity and experiences. Community is where wisdom, support, opportunities, growth, and memorable times come together in one special package. This collective strength can lead to personal and professional growth as community members uplift one another in their endeavors. Whether it's through mentorship, collaboration, or simply sharing stories, the power of connection can inspire Black women to pursue their dreams and break barriers. Now, one thing about Black women is we will build a community in every environment we're in. We have our community of girlfriends, our church community, our special work community, our family community, our social media community, neighborhood community, and probably many, many more. But today I want to talk about being part of a community of entrepreneurs, of business-minded people, a community of mentors and passionate trailblazers that want to help guide and educate like-minded people. Well, it's important, especially with this administration, that if you're thinking about starting a business as another avenue of income, then belonging to a community is a crucial aspect of entrepreneurship. With limited time, building community can usually feel like an afterthought. Yet it's precisely the perfect gem that can make all the difference. Whether it's an established community or just local small groups, it seems that the entrepreneur support system is growing and becoming stronger. Finding a nurturing and supportive network provides new and old business owners with a compass and support system that can guide them through the challenges and triumphs of entrepreneurship. This type of support teams are evolving in a way that allows business-minded people to keep the valuable connections and insights while discarding the superficial networking and transactional nature that often plagues the typical business mixer. I know the entrepreneurial journey. It sometimes presented as a cakewalk where you get to be your own boss, but it's not all rainbows and cupcakes. And I wish I had met Renee 30 years ago when I was playing with the idea of opening a life coach business. Chef Renee Johnson, owner of Blackberry Soul Fine Catering, is one of the most sought after catering business in the Bay Area. She's also the founder of Soul Food Stroll, a TV personality, a cookbook author, and the former owner of United Financial Processing Group. She's built multiple businesses from scratch, faced the harsh realities of entrepreneurship, and learned the lessons the hard way, which caused her to develop her newest business, Link and Strive, a small business support pack that gives entrepreneurs a blueprint for mindset, strength, and business success. Renee has it all set up so new business-minded people don't have to waste months figuring out what to do and how to get started. She's already mapped the way and built a community to help those interested in building a profitable, thriving business. Welcome back, Queen. It's been a minute.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited about today.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I know your journey and I know how you got started. And so tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today, Queen.
Ooh. Okay, let me say this. I will say that I got started because I realized early on that I was the worst employee ever. I realized that I was not the one who knew how to be on time, I just was not a good employee. I was fun. I just was not a good employee. So what happened is that I decided that I wanted to do my own thing when my children were younger. My first business, believe it or not, was an interior design company. And then, I hung wallpaper and I made soft furnishings for people in our community, in my neighborhood. Then I ended up getting a divorce and I used my voice and I went into wholesale lending, which was something that was wonderful and fabulous, but the market crashed. But while I was doing that, I always cooked. And so I decided that I wanted to take that gift and I started Blackberry Soul. What that happened is that I realized throughout my journey in my entrepreneurial lifestyle, I was always sharing and giving and having to learn things the hard way. Like I say, I hated that I didn't have a mentor or a life coach like Deidre until later on. But I also knew how important it was. But people don't share information when it comes to entrepreneurship because they think about the competition side. So then that made me come up with the fact that I wanted to start Link and Thrive, not Link and Strive.
I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. And I know better. Okay. Thank you, girl. Cause I sure didn't even realize I had said that. And I'm thinking like, what? Link and Thrive. Yes, ma'am.
So that's how it all came about. You know, I did the cookbook during COVID, which allowed me to stay relevant. I hated doing the cooking. I started doing those YouTube videos. My niece, who has come to stay with me, made sure that she had a camera on me at all times. I felt like I was a housewife. I absolutely hated it, but it paid off in the long run and it gave me the confidence to share what I do on a different level. So then I will say that I've always been fearless. So with all that being said, I would say that knowing what I know gave me the inspiration to do Link and Thrive.
So all entrepreneurs run into, you know, problems that, again, we didn't even know the problem existed until you kind of run into it. And like you say, you kind of out there on your own, you're trying to make business, build a business all at the same time. It's like, what they say, building your wings as you fly. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what's the core problem that Link and Thrive will solve for the entrepreneurs that are going to be joining the team?
Well, let me say this. I think the core problem that Link and Thrive will solve is that, let's go here. Last year, I won for Powerful Women of the Bay Entrepreneur of the Year. And I used that platform to inspire people and give them the courage to be an entrepreneur. So what I realized is that I was speaking at an event not too long ago, and they said, what would you do different if you had to start all over again? What I would do different is I would have my team first. I wouldn't do the labor of my business first. I would have a team first. That's what I would do different. And inside Lincoln Thrive, you have a team. Inside Lincoln Thrive, you have a social media manager. You have a life coach, a business coach, an accountant, a business attorney. You have every tool that you would, every team member that you would need to have a business. Also, you have the team and support that you need when you have a problem, or if you need to figure out, if you have a question, like right now, I have a question about my taxes. If I didn't have Lincoln Thrive, I would not, I'd be calling my friends. You guys know a tax attorney? You know a tax attorney? Everybody that joins Lincoln Thrive will have the team and the business support that they need to be successful. What takes that to a whole nother funky level is that joining Lincoln Thrive, everybody is in there to support each other. So things that would cost you more if you weren't inside Lincoln Thrive will be affordable for you in Lincoln Thrive. So many of us are needing to have business. And so inside Lincoln Thrive, so if you're a member of Lincoln Thrive and you are the social media girl, everybody in Lincoln Thrive is going to use you for social media. That's money. That's different than any chamber. That's different from any networking group. And there's a lot of great networking groups out there. My thing with Lincoln Thrive is that if you hand out a business card, it's not a referral, it's money. I want people to think of a business card, not as, oh, let's get coffee. But when you're meeting with people, you're meeting for a purpose, and they already have that warm introduction knowing it's not just to get to know you. It's about some money. And that's what Lincoln Thrive is about.
I love that. You said that business card, that's about some money. You're going to be bringing business cards back, okay? Because I think that they've kind of become obsolete almost. And so I'm glad that you're talking about bringing those back, because they are power. If I am a business owner and I want to join Lincoln Thrive, what should I expect? What's the package that I get? I know I get a team, but what do they do for me?
So if you decide to join Lincoln Thrive, what you'll get is that we meet twice a month. It is a membership subscription for $49. I have a space in downtown Oakland that allows everybody that joins Lincoln Thrive has to launch their business or do a focus group. And the reason why I do that is because so many times we say, oh, let me tell somebody. I just met with a guy who does organizing. And he said, well, I called my friends and said, hey, I'm transferring over to this. I said, you need to have a launch and you need to let everybody see what you're doing. So you need to come down. We're going to transform our space. Let people know what you do. Everybody in Lincoln Thrive is going to invite their friends and family. So your business can become real. I think that that's so important. It's not even so much about the social media side. The invite to your launch needs to go on social media. So you can get used to talking about your business. You can get used to explaining what your business is about. That's what you have to do. The other thing you get inside Lincoln Thrive is you get a focus group. So if you're already in business, we're going to have you do a focus group with us so we can see how you're showing up. So we can say, oh my God, that's so amazing. Or if you need some help, we can say you need some help. So we can know and have the confidence when we refer our clients to you, our friends and family to you, that we know how you're showing up, and anything that we can, any way we can improve for you, then you'll know in our focus group. So those are two things that are required when you join Lincoln Thrive. You also get a social media manager. You get a life coach. You get a mentor. You get a community banker. You get all those things. And also we have a workbook that we work through, and you get wisdom. And it's not only about what I think. There's guest speakers that'll be in Lincoln Thrive that are in Lincoln Thrive. So our community banker, she speaks about how to connect with your banking and how to look at your banking. We help you with, she helps you with your numbers, so you'll know to be able to keep some money in your bank. There's a financial planner in Lincoln Thrive. So as you get money, you can take $10 or $5 and put it away and know that you're going to be building as an entrepreneur, because so many times we don't have a retirement plan. But inside Lincoln Thrive, there's a financial planner there that's going to say, give me that $5 or $20. Because so many times we think that you need to have a lot of money to have that nest egg, and you don't. So even inside of, there's so many perks to joining Link and Thrive.
Well, just your energy alone is just enough to get in there. How did you get your collective team of professionals together?
So I'm going to say that my team has come from word of mouth and from me feeding people and from who I am. I have built a wonderful community. I also think that I encourage everybody in Lincoln Thrive. I call it go inside the rooms. Get in the room. So whatever industry you're in, get inside the rooms where those people are having conversations. Sit at those tables. I was speaking at another event and the girl was, she does decorating, but she does decorating for kids who are going away to college. She has this thing that's a decorating thing in a bag. But I told her, you can't just always just get into groups where it's about business. You need to be in your crew. You need to be in that room. So, you know, you get so much wisdom when you join Link and Thrive. So I think you need to get in the room and I think you got to build a community. So that's what I've done. And that's how our community has come together. I'm a member of our Oakland African American Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member of our Walnut Creek Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member of another organization called BAG, where all these other entrepreneurs come together and they strategize about their business. Get in community, and that's how we built the Link and Thrive community.
Now, you had mentioned a workbook, Queen, and I had seen it. Actually, I actually wrote myself a little note to ask you about that. What's in the workbook, and how did you come about putting it all together?
Well, what I really think that we all need to, and you know that what's so fabulous about that workbook is not no big, long read or anything like that. Every piece of that workbook has tools that make you make money. They have real solutions. An example of our way. So this one I'm going to talk about is called the Link and Thrive Business Support Pack. So that port pack right there has every kind of scenario that you would have to run, that you go through as a business. It talks about how to upsell your customer. It talks about how to walk away from a customer. It talks about how to deal with a difficult customer. It talks about your wins. It talks about how important it is to have a crew. It talks about so many things that require you that you need when you're having a business. It's all about supporting your business. It talks about what kind of team you need. So it talks about if you need a sales manager, if you need an assistant, if you need, and what their roles are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like my assistant does everything that does not require my personality. That's a trip. That's a tip. That is a tip. She does everything that does not require my personality. So she manages my calendar. She answers some of my emails. And if it requires my personality, she says, I need you to handle this. She does all of my my forms. Any kind of email that requires me to have a form that's going to take me time to figure out what to do, she does all those things. When you get an assistant, you have them do everything that does not require your personality.
And you know what? You just brought up a really good point where you're talking about you really don't even know how much of that takes away so much of your time, of your actual craft that you're doing when you don't have a team, when you're mm-hmm. trying to do everything by yourself. But again, we didn't even know. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so we're spending, you know, there's so many days in the past where I've been like, oh my God, I wish there was, you know, somebody else that would do this for me. But also you didn't have the money, you know what I mean, to be hiring a staff at the time or, you know, anything. But I know that you can actually have community that works with you that are family, right? And mm-hmm. who are some key people in your community and why do you get them there? Because I know your family is really big on not only your support, but also the staff that you need to keep your businesses running.
Well, I'm going to say as far as what you, I'm going to touch on the first thing, which you said was not being able to afford a team. That's why Link and Thrive is so important. It's because inside Link and Thrive, you can afford a team. Cause they, and they can afford you.
Mm-hmm.
That's, it's a reciprocal thing. You give and you get, you give and you get. And that's bigger than anything else. And when it comes to family, I would not have a business if it was not for my family. So the, for those people who don't have a family, join Link and Thrive. For those people who have a family, let them know that you appreciate them, but always let them know that they're working for your company and not you. And that keeps everybody knowing that you're growing bigger. I never allowed anybody to say I had a little business. I never allowed anybody to say they're doing me a favor. What I said is that I appreciate you coming. Thank you for helping me with Blackberry Soul or United Financial or the event or whatever it was. Thank you for helping me. But know and believe that when you get some money shot over to you, even if it's tips or whatever it is, the payroll is going to be from Link and Thrive or Blackberry Soul or whatever I'm doing. It's not you're doing me a favor. Because when they think that they're doing you a favor, sometimes that can be, feel like lackadaisical. But the other thing is that you want to make sure everybody knows that you own a company. And your company is only as big as you think it is. Because everybody's going to think, oh, you know, she has a little business. Oh, she's got that little balloon making business. Or she has that little sandwich making business. Or she's got that little accounting business. Nobody knows how big your business is going to be except for you. And you get to decide that. So I never allowed any of my friends and family to call my business a small business or a little business. I always said, I own a company and this is it. And when you think about a company, you're thinking big. Nobody thinks a little company is, especially when we're little, nobody thinks about a company being small. We think about big. So that is one of the keys about having your family work with you. And always make sure that they know that you appreciate them. And then as far as having their roles, find out what their strengths are. Like my little niece is the perfect social media person. When she comes with me, she can take all those pictures for me. There's nothing wrong with having a niece or a cousin or, you know, kids take better pictures than us anyway, you know, and absolutely. And then finding a cousin that has a beautiful voice, because also what I realize is that you want to provide your customer with an experience that nobody else has given him. Your why has got to be bigger than anything else. You can't have somebody give somebody a waffle. And then I say to you, well, why did I order this from you? And you say, oh, because I make the best waffles in the world. That's your opinion. You have to make everything bigger than your business. So you got to give your customers an exceptional experience. And the other gift that I'm going to give you guys as far as business and entrepreneurs is concerned, if you want to get your business out there, tie your business. If you're starting small, you want to get it to grow and you're having a hard time, one of the tips I give people in Lincoln Thrive, tie your business to a cause. I don't care if it's, you know, childhood diabetes. I don't care if it's breast cancer. Tie it to a cause and promote that cause and tell people, some of you, it could be 10 cents that's going to that cause. People are going to get excited about it. Tie your business to a cause, and that's going to help you get your name out there. Because so many times just saying I'm the best accountant, you know, having an experience for an accountant is hard. So even an accountant, I'm going to use that as an example, because it's not an actual thing that you put in your hand. When I walk into your accountant office, I need to know that there's some coffee there. There is, even if it's just you, I need to know that, you know, I feel warm and welcomed. And when I had United Financial, when I had to mail things out, I did something. I put all my disclosures in a blue envelope. Everybody knew it was me. You got to find something that's going to make sure that everybody knows it's you. And so when I send out that blue envelope, my clients would say, girl, I got mail from everybody. But I didn't open that, because when I saw your blue envelope, I knew it was you. That's the one I opened. Make sure you're giving your customers an experience that they will never forget, however that looks.
I agree with you. And that's why I've been, encouraging, people to, you know, get back to, having one-on-ones with people, because you can feel energy when you're in the room with people. You can't necessarily always feel it during a Zoom meeting or something like that. So, you're right. And that sometimes your energy can just give people an experience. You know what I mean? Your interactions with them and how you, communicate and all that other good things, because you want to be memorable. Just like absolutely. You said, you want to, you know, I want people to talk about me behind my back, and I hope they're saying the good things about me, about the experience they had with me. So they can't have an experience if you're not giving them something, you know, giving them something to talk about. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I have my parent groups. I told them that you was coming on. I told them what the subject was going to be. So I do have some questions that are coming from them. So if they sound a little random and stuff, it's kind of like all over the place. It's because I then gathered some questions from, you know, people who are getting interested in thinking like, you know what? Because I tell my parents all the time that you're probably sitting on a skill that can get you some money and you don't even know it. Because you do it, you know what I mean? You do it so effortlessly, either with your kids or, you know, as a side hobby, and you haven't thought to put it together. So we have days sometimes where I ask them to, you know, bring in, you know, something that you are due or something that, you know, and I look at some of this stuff and I'm like, girl, why are you not marketing this? Why are you not doing this? So I put it out there all the time that, hey, even if it's nothing more but another avenue of income, it don't have to be your main income that you know, going to give up your job for yet, you know, but don't sit on a scale that can get you some money, especially in this administration. So they do want to know, what's your definition of success? And since you have been in the business for so long, has it changed over the years?
Absolutely. My definition of success is probably going to be different than a lot of people, because a lot of people think that they made it when they have the money. I didn't have the money. I didn't lost the money. I didn't have the money. I didn't lost the money. And I'm able to say that with confidence because I realize in this circle, that's what we do. When we keep money, it's a different thing. But I think that my definition of success is how I touch the world. I think that my definition of success is how my legacy. I am able now to, between all of my businesses, I'm able to run into my clients and nobody is rolling their eyes at me. Nobody is saying she's the one. What they're saying is that she's the one that did this for me. She's the one that saved my house. She's the one that when I did a loan with her, I didn't have to do nothing. She handled everything and got me my money and got me my rate. She's the one that made me the best sweet potato pie. She's the one who hugged and kissed me. She's the one that has 10 grandchildren that work for her. And all of them are really, really being raised really well. I think it's about the legacy. I think it's about how you're touching people. That to me is a level of success. I am also going to say that it takes two things. It is about the money, because nobody wants to do a business and not make money. The labor will make you not make money. So you want to make sure that you know your numbers from day one, so you're making a profit, even if it's a small profit. And you pick and choose who you want to give to, because we donate a lot of stuff. We do an event once a year for an organization called COSA, and I have all my staff do it as well. We feed the volunteers who send backpacks and books and stuff to Africa. We also do it for another organization called the OK Boys, and they get cards for children who are going to college. So giving back is important, and being able to, even if that means volunteering, it doesn't have to be monetary. It could be that, hey, I'm going to donate my time. But success to me means how you're touching people, how you're leaving, when you leave somebody that they feel good and they are happy with the experience that they have. And I'm talking about in business, because I think it's all about the experiences you're giving your customers.
I agree, because again, the last thing you want is, especially in this day and age, setting yourself up for somebody to put you on social media and just drag you like you ain't never been drugged before. You know what I mean? And you know, and that's what normally goes, goes viral, is your bad messages and the stuff that, you know, people are saying about you a little bit.
Wait a minute, Deidre. So I got mad at my staff the other day, right? And I said a cuss word. My daughter was here. And she said, "Ooh, mommy, you're going to be known for the cussing and not the cobbler." And he said, "They're going to put you on social media." And then I had to kiss all my team, but they were in trouble. But my team has been with me for a long time, you guys. So it was just the funniest thing. And we all busted up laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. That one little thing can just kill your whole business. And the re-up is no joke.
And I don't care what people say, word of mouth is still the way to get best business. And people will, you know, they I want people to not only see me and be happy that, you know, we had a good, as you say, business interaction together, but also because you're not in the same place that you were when I met you. You know what I mean? That's because that, to me, that is the most important thing, is just like, did I make a difference? Right? Did our interaction together make your life better? Because that's what that's what I was supposed to be doing. So I like that you said that. What are three skills that every entrepreneur should have, and why?
I think the three most important skills that I feel are really important is that you got to have tenacity. Mm-hmm. You have to know that there's going to be peaks and valleys. And you have to know that every business that you see has had them. Do not compare yourself to anybody and what they're doing. And do everything on your timeline. I just said to somebody, people think that because you're not shouting it from the rooftop that this is what you're doing. Classic example is my cookbook. It took me 2 years to write my cookbook. I said to everybody, hey guys, I'm writing a cookbook. And everybody's like, yeah, right, your cookbook. And I was just trugging along. There wasn't no AI, you guys. I was just trugging along with my cookbook. And then my cookbook came out and they were like, oh my God, you did your cookbook? And I said, yeah, and I did it at my time and when it was right for me. Do not compare yourself to anybody. Understand the no's, and I'm going to use it both ways. The first way I'm going to use it is know who you are and know that you are supposed to be where you are and that you could make it. Know that. And get okay with the no's. Get okay with not taking the customer that's not going to be your key customer. Get okay with knowing that some people you're going to make happy and some people you're not. Get okay that some people are going to say yes to you and some people are going to say no to you. And the third thing I'm going to say is that know how to delegate. Know how to delegate. It is so, I'm a Virgo, so I'm very controlling. I had to read the book, The 1 Minute Manager, to really pull my head together. One of the best books ever. The 1 Minute is probably about 40 pages. And it gave me the mindset that I had to let go, because all my teams were like, if you don't move out the way so we can grow. So I had to learn that.
What's the name of the book again?
The 1 Minute Manager.
1 Minute Manager, got you.
Okay. One of the best books ever. And what it taught me is that I should be able to walk away and they should be able to run it. Because if they walk away, I'm not going to be able to run it. So I'm going to say, make sure you know how to delegate. And also I'm going to say, make sure you're always feeding yourself something educational. I am always doing something spiritually and something with my mind, some self-help business. I touch all those things. Always feed your mind something. So I love James. I can't think of his name right now. And he's one of my favorite, but I listen to Brian Ramsey. I listen to Tony Robbins. I listen to Les Brown. I listen to all of those people because they give you a mindset of growth. And then I also listen to somebody spiritual all the time. I'm always listening to, I'm looking at his face right now, but I am always listening to something spiritual as well, because I've also had to learn, as far as stress is concerned, my mind is different than it was when I first started. As far as stress is concerned, I used to worry about, am I going to have enough customers to pay my bills? Am I going to have enough money to pay my staff? I used to worry about all those things. But when I developed a strong relationship with God, it gave me a whole nother level of peace. When I learned to pray that God's will is manifest over my life, because I got a big family. I got 10 grandchildren, a mom, my kids, a business. I'm praying all the time. But when I learned that simple prayer praying that God's will be manifest over my life and giving it to him, it gave me a different kind of peace and a different kind of security and a different kind of growth. When I learned that worrying was having a conversation with the devil, I stopped having that conversation, because I don't have nothing to say to the devil. When I learned that when I didn't trust God, that I didn't trust my Father, my Heavenly Father, it just, when I learned to do that, It gave me a different kind of peace. So all of those things are things that I think that are really important when you're going to have a business. I must say also, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a manifestation a philosophy as well. But what I did learn is that when I did do a manifestation life, I was taking my dreams and everything and I was putting it out in the universe. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't, but worry always came back. So I had to take that manifestation level to the next level, because what I realized is when I started worrying now and when I have somewhere to hand it, when I'm able to put it in God's hands, it's a different kind of feeling.
I love that. If there was anything that I would add to it, it would just be daily discipline, because I think as an, all of us may have gotten a little taste of working for somebody else. And every time you go to work and you work for somebody else, you are working. So I'm thinking, like, when you work for yourself, you have to be disciplined to work every day. You can't use that, the loose rules and boundaries where, you're just doing a little bit and you're kind of like, flighting around all day. No, you have to be disciplined. And I think that the discipline is better than motivation. Motivation leaves, but discipline means that you're going to be doing something every day, whether you want to or not. So I think that that would be the only thing that I would add to that great list that you just gave.
And Deidre, let me say this. And you are absolutely right, because I do something for my business every single day. Even if it's as simple as reading an email. I don't care what it is. I do something for my businesses every day. But I have learned to take off Sundays. I literally have.
Mm-hmm. And I would add one more thing, which would probably just be good time management. Because if you have good time management, then that makes sure that you are taking care or blocking off enough time to take care of your business and looking back on a week and being able to have productivity. I don't want to sit here and work a whole week and I look back and I haven't really done anything productive. What have I been doing for the last 5 days? So yes, I'm with you. Taking some time off, but making sure that I deserve the time off because I had a productive week. Because I was disciplined. So yeah. Now, speaking of some time off, how do you balance your personal life with, the demands? Cause sometimes you can get in the flow and look up and you done worked, 8-9 hours and been like, whoa, what am I doing? So how do you balance to make sure that you don't give too much to your business and lose the connection with your family?
I was hoping you would ask me, you were not going to ask me this question.
I was.
I think that that is one of the things that I have struggled with through all this time is finding balance. And I cannot even tell you guys no juicy good story about it. We were having a staff meeting a couple of weeks ago, and my sales manager said, I got an email from Renee at 4:00 in the morning. He said, then I got an email from her a couple of days ago at 2:30 in the morning. He said, then I got another email from her at 5:00 in the morning. He said, I put the phone down and said, when does this lady sleep? I started cracking up. So he got on my assistant and my event planner and said, listen, you guys got to take better care of her. But what I will say is that I know how important it is, and I'm working on that. I'm walking when I can walk. I drink lots of water, and I do shut down and get in my car and go somewhere by myself. I don't care if I just go and do window shopping, or if I go and spend a night at my mother's, or if I go and get in my car and just drive to Napa or LA and sleep at one of my friend's house or get a room. I do make sure that I recharge. It's the way that I schedule it is really crazy. And my other really, really, really wonderful time is to have my grandchildren at my house. And I'll let them come. And it's so funny when they get there, they're telling their mother, you're leaving us, right? And I tell my kids, I'm going to tell you right now, they're eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and they're watching me sleep until we get up in the morning and we walk Oakland or whatever we're going to do. But I do know how important it is, but I think I need to work on how I put it in my life. But I'm working on that. I was so mad that you asked me that question.
And I encourage not only entrepreneurs, just working parents, that there just has to be a time where you, the day is over. The work day is over. You know what I mean? And whatever is left, even if it hits you, you know, later on, either put it on a sticky and do it first thing in the morning, but everything doesn't need a response right there where it's going to take you away from either your sleep or your family or whatever, so you can do this real quick. You can also just make a note real quick and then do it later. So
and I do turn, let me say this, I do this, when I get to my house, until I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, I am off work. I even have on my voicemail, if you want a better response, please text me. And if this is a personal matter, please expect a phone call after 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell people too, hey, I have a time limit where it's just like, don't call me after this time because, you know, whatever is happening, it can wait until tomorrow. You know what I mean? I don't do anything that saves lives. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a doctor, you know, or anything like that. So I know whatever it is that we have to talk about, trust me, I will grab that phone first thing in the morning. My morning starts at 10 o'clock. At 10:01, you are going to be on the phone with me. So those type of things, I think, are very important that we just not only have that boundary for ourselves, but make sure our clients and customers and stuff understand it as well. And then, again, make sure that we stand 10 toes down on it. You know, don't do those exceptions like, oh, you know, I'm just going to, you know, check this email just real quick. No. Just don't do anything. Be in the moment with your people. So that helps out a lot. Now, you talked about doing some walking and making sure that you're drinking some water. What other self-care tips do you do to help you out with the longevity that you have? Because, girl, you've been in the game a long time. You look fantastic. So you're doing more than just walking Oakland and drinking some water.
I, with a chef, you guys, so I had to figure out how to not eat my food. So I have mastered that piece. I don't want any more red beans and rice unless I have to, you know, and it wasn't because I ate so much that I stopped doing it. But what I did learn is that discipline is important for me. That part, as far as food is concerned and eating healthy. So I weigh my meals out as much as I can. I'll, you know, my daily breakfast and everything, I'll do 8 ounces of yogurt, 6 ounces of fruit, 4 ounces of meat, and 6 ounces of vegetables and 10 ounces of salad as much as I can. And I do not tell myself no when I want a little bite of a cupcake or want some M&Ms and things like that. I think that balance is very important because I've, as far as eating is concerned, I've done it all and it's all worked for me. But what's worked best for me is knowing that I eat a healthy, balanced meal as much as possible. So if I take all the carbs out, then the minute I eat a cracker, I'm blowing up. So I've learned not to do that as well. So I eat what I want to eat, but I don't eat. And I don't think about food like people would think that you think about food. Like even intermittent fasting didn't work for me because I don't want to think about eating food every 15 minutes. That made it hard for me. Mm-hmm. So I had to find balance in that. So I just try to make sure that I eat 3 healthy, balanced meals a day. And when I do eat it, I eat those things in moderation. I have learned also to make my vegetables and my vegetables and my salad the star of my plate. You know, growing up, you know, that meatloaf or that fried pork chop or that smothered turkey, you know, I'm a chef, that smothered turkey or those ribs were the star of my plate. I try to make sure that my asparagus or my roasted Brussels sprouts or whatever I'm eating, that I think of my salad and my vegetables the star of my plate.
Okay. And I'm glad that you brought up eating because I think that when we eat healthy, that's half the battle. If you can just eat healthy and just do some brisk walking, it can just really keep you together. And I feel like you, the reason it's so important and of course the sleep is because you're working so hard for success that, you know, I tell people I would hate for you to become successful and now you're weak and, you know, you can't even enjoy it because you didn't take care of your body. So take care of your body always helps take care of your mind. And when it comes to my business, I want my mind to be sharp, right? So I'm glad that you brought up that. A lot of people always, you know, go to the mani-pedi type of thing and stuff like that. But I'm talking about you better eat and be sleeping right. And that's half your battle right there. So thank you for bringing that up. Now, every business always, no matter what, does have hard times. How have you made it through the hard times? As you had mentioned earlier, there's ups and downs and all kinds of stuff that happen in a business. What keeps you motivated, Queen?
Knowing that they're going to end. knowing that every single body is going to have hard times, whether you're in a business or not, you're going to have hard times at work. You have to sit up there and talk to some supervisor, or, you know, get a reach a deadline, you know, have a bad customer. You're going to have hard times there as well. But knowing that they're going to end has given me, you know, I don't care what it is. You could have anything that happened and you're going to get you get a do-over every single day. Every single day you get a do-over. And if it's something that's going to be tasking or weighing on you, I promise you it's going to end or not. And then you get to make a decision whether you want to be bothered with it or not. But knowing that there's going to be peaks and valleys is a given. It's a given, especially and when you're an entrepreneur, especially when you start making real money and make it big. People, the judgment and the attacks are going to come, but also the good days come. I am so happy most of the days with all of my customers because I give them experience. They give me something back, but peaks and valleys are going to come. And then also, like I said, trust in God. Sometimes I just cannot fix it. So I just hand it to him and walk away.
And you got to have some type of stress busters. And you know, prayer, as you know, is a stress buster. You know what I mean? It takes the stress off you and allows you to, give it to God, as you say. And meditation, prayer, all those type of things can definitely, help, even to stay motivated. You know what I mean? Because if you get too down, you'll start feeling like be ready to give in the towel.
Let me say this too, Dion. The other thing about peaks and valleys, it's a couple of things that I also want to mention. And that's why it's important to have a mentor or a life coach or a business coach, because they help you navigate through those hard times and make them make sense. They give you a whole nother perspective sometimes. When we're thinking this way, they can flip it all the way around and say, oh no, well, what about looking at it this way? Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important to have a team, even if it's not a life coach or a business coach, a best friend, a mama. You know, my children are older now. My daughter's 40 years old. I run stuff by them all the time when I'm thinking about something, but having someone to bounce things off as well are great for peaks and valleys. And also knowing who you're going to hand that stuff to, because if you have somebody that doesn't get your vision or if you have somebody that said, oh no, that's not going to work or, you know, not understanding where you are, you know, that can be hindering as well. But knowing that you have a team, that's why it's important to have, you know, a crew so that you can run stuff by them and you don't have to make all the hard decisions by yourself.
And you can have somebody, that's what, you know, it kind of goes back to this old community. Sometimes you need somebody to take care of you. You know what I mean? Even if it's just temporary, you know, if it's just while I'm down or, you know, just build me back up or keep, or, you know, remind me, you know, of, you know, why I'm doing this in the first place, as you say, giving my vision back to me, because there will be times where you feel like you are climbing a mountain with, you know, roller skates on and you're just like, what am I doing? And then you just feel like, let me take these damn roller skates off and give me some pickaxe or something. And then you get back at it and start working on it real hard. So you do have to have that support. And I feel like the more you are isolated, the more you try to do everything by yourself, the more frustrating that it gets. And it's harder to motivate yourself sometimes when you can, you know, use other people to do it. Now, speaking of business ideas, because every idea ain't going to work, but how do you know when it's time to give up? You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes you are going nowhere. Is there a time limit that you give, or is there a feeling that you have where it's just like, I need to do something else? How do you determine that, Queen?
I think that when it's time to give up, when it's not working for you anymore, when the stress is too big, when you're not making the money and not getting the results that you want. And I think you should know that even if you give up, it's not a failure. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't the time. And there's nothing wrong with starting over and trying to and finding something that sticks. And I think about the big companies and how many times they've heard no, how many times Einstein heard no. And those things, when you're younger, that kind of stuff didn't faze me. But being an entrepreneur, all those things faze me. When I hear somebody say, you know, I did this, it took, I heard 45 no's before I heard a yes. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things matter when you're thinking that yours does not matter or you want to give up. And if you decide to give up, it's okay. So it's okay to take a break. It's okay to reboot. It's okay to come back and say, okay, now I'm ready. It's okay to learn a lesson from it. Because every time we decide to do something, a lesson is learned. So you might say, oh, I can't do it right now. I'm going to wait a minute. Or you're going to say, I'm going to close it and restart it and use these different kind of tools. But I always say that if it's not working, if it's time consuming, if it's going to cost you, if you're on attack, don't do it.
Especially once it starts messing with your mental health and your physical health, you know what I mean? Because sometimes the failure doesn't necessarily have to be the business is failing. Your body could be failing. Your relationships could be failing, and your business could be making all kinds of money and all, you know, but everything else is falling apart. So it's just like, you know, sometimes you have to look and see what is the sacrifice that you're making in order to make this whole thing work, and is the sacrifice worth it? You know, or is it time for us, like you say, to reboot, to take a step back, figure out how to do it differently so that it doesn't affect every aspect of your life in the bad, you know, to the worst. So good points on that. You know, you had mentioned earlier about friends and family and making sure that you make sure that they are appreciated. What are some of the and make sure that they don't get lazy on you and stuff? Any more pros and cons you can talk about working with friends and families that you can share?
I'm going to say that my family has been some of my biggest support. They've been some of my worst critics. They've, you know, they let me know if it's good. They let me know if it's bad. They let me know if I'm late. They let me know. They keep me on my P's and Q's. And I have to, well, I don't have a problem, but if you're going to have family in your life, you have to be willing to have some tough skins, because they're going to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their opinion is going to matter, and sometimes it's not. So you got to know that you guys are going to have some battles. My phone is ringing right now with one of my cousins saying he wants to work, and I don't want him to work. So I say just know that you have some tough skin, and make sure you pick the right ones that are going to be beneficial for not only you, but for them too. Make sure they get something out of it. So as entrepreneurs in our family, seeing me and my success gives them courage to go out there and touch the world. Seeing some of them look at me and say, "Ooh, girl, I cannot do it. That seems like it's a lot of work. I'm going to work. I'm going to go right here into this dental hygienist and keep it moving." So know that with that comes good and bad, but mostly if you pick the right people, it's going to be good. But so the pros are you're going to have some good times with them. You guys got some stories. You got some history together. They're going to tell you whether you did good, whether you did bad. The bads are, you know, some people can show up late. They can act like they're doing you a favor. They're, you know, all those things happen. But that happens with anybody. Mm-hmm. Whether you have, when you hire an employee that's not your family, all that stuff happens.
And, you know, the one thing about if you are, your family can really also blow you up real good. Especially if they've used your product, or, you know, they're a customer of yours, or whatever the case. If they've had the experience, as we were talking about earlier, ain't no better word of mouth than your own family, because, you know, they will go, and you never know who they know and who they're going to talk to, and they'll bring in clients. They'll bring in customers. So you're right. There are some really, really good points from working with your family, working and having them work with you. Any last words of advice, Queen, before we get out of here and start our weekend?
Only thing I'm going to say as far as friends and family are concerned, too, when you're with your friends and family, I know that we think about them as so you're starting a business, I don't care what it is, and you think, well, you know, maybe they can, hey, you know, at work, you know, anybody need accounting, anybody need mm-hmm. pictures and that kind of stuff, that's all good and dandy, but I think that you should have a launch party with your friends and family. Mm. And you should have your friends and family invite their friends and family and the decision makers that they know, not just their friends and their cousins and that kind of stuff, decision makers that they know that will help your business. Have a launch party with your friend, with your family, and have them invite their family, their friends and family, with decision makers who make decisions. It doesn't have to be big. It can be like old school Tupperware, 7 or 8 people in there, and you guys get something from Costco and say, hey, I'm launching my business. Have a business launch.
I love that idea. What's next for Blackberry Soul? When's the next food stroll? Because I want to make sure I got it on my calendar.
Our next one is the third the third Sunday in March. I think that's March 25th. And this one is all about small businesses. So we're doing a Link and Thrive launch because March is Small Business Month. So we're going to have lots of vendors. Remember, kids eat free. So any kids under 12 eat free, but they do clean up, which is so cute. And they get tips. That's what we're doing. Anybody who wants to join Link and Thrive, they can reach out to me at Link and Thrive Partner, Link and Thrive on IG. They can also reach me on our website, blackberrysoul.net. They can reach us on LinkedIn, Chef Renee Johnson, IG, Chef Renee's Way. But any way you find me, you can find Link and Thrive. But you can do IG, Link and Thrive Partner, and then you can DM me and join Link and Thrive, which, let me also let you guys know, space is limited for Link and Thrive. We're not going to have a lot of the same people in there, so it's only going to be two accountants, two social media managers, two photographers, two of each thing. That way, there's no competition between anybody, and everybody gets business. Because, you know, personalities have to match, and everybody's not for everybody. But space is limited for the professions that host Link and Thrive.
So do you have the whole team completed as well, and now it's just time for you to get participants, or are you still looking for team members?
No, I have the team completed. Okay. So now we're only taking people who want to start their business. So right now, I'll tell you, we have a yoga instructor in there, so we could use another one. We have a Reiki person. We have a baker. We have a bartender. We have a financial planner. We have an accountant. We have two caterers. We have a candle maker. So we have, you know, a lot of different kind of entrepreneurs in there. Those are some that I can think of, but there's more. So right now, anybody that came in, they could have. And I'm not saying you got to get all these people at one time. I'm suggesting that we start. So let me say this, your onboarding for Link and Thrive will give you a form, and it'll say to us what you need for your team. And then we'll know how to work from there. If you need everybody, that's fine. But you might have an accountant that you love already, or you might have somebody doing your social media already. You know, everything is right there. And then when you get into Link and Thrive, then we'll be able to talk about what your team looks like. So if you are a caterer, you know, I have a sales manager and an events manager, event setup. I have a kitchen chef. But if you're not, it's not that, then you'll need something else. If you're an accountant, then you need an office manager. You need somebody who's going to do your social media. You have, you know, all those things. We'll look at what part of your team you need.
What part's missing? And then that way you can it's almost like being able to go grocery shopping at Link and Thrive and be like, oh, I need this and this and this and this. And all of them are nothing but professionals that are ready to work. So I love that. I love this idea. I love that I am part of the team. I cannot wait. And I'm just waiting for you to shoot me my text and let us know when we're going to be having that, as you say, our launch party. Okay. I think it's going to be breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right,
yes,
Queen.
Yes, yes.
I will be seeing you soon, of course, and have a great and wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for being on and sharing so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for having me, and have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye. Look, being part of a healthy community has a positive effect on your health. Depending on the type of relationship and the people involved, different amounts of dependency is healthy. Healthy dependency is being able to lean on others without losing yourself. And in a business-minded community, it means leaning on and connecting to other professionals, other people, who will challenge you when you need it, and broaden your way of thinking without losing your vision. So community isn't just a buzzword. It's a game changer, especially for small business owners. Unlike traditional marketing, building community is all about investing your time and connecting authentically with the right people. And if it's done right, it's a superpower that can drive growth and give your small business an edge even larger than less personal competitors. So as we continue to add to our women's wellness tools, Again, we've talked about spa treatment, vagina healing, cannabis healing, sound therapy, stretching and exercising, hair esteem, mental wellness, and now add community for your business life and your personal one. So, I guess that wraps it up for me today. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We can stay connected on my social media outlets, my Facebook page, If Nothing Changes, Nothing Changes Life Coaching, my Instagram page, at Coach Deidre, and past podcasts can be heard on CoachDeidre.com. So I'll be back with a new show Friday, February 27th at noon on the one and only Inner Light Radio. I hope you'll tune in again. Until then, I hope you're doing more than paying bills and waiting to die. Go, live. This is a new year. This is Deidre, your life coach, reminding you, if you want to make a change in your life, do it. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes.